A visit to Mom. The last day of 2017 will stick in my memory forever. The evening before that day, I was on the way to my dormitory when my brother popped up out of nowhere. It was eerie to meet my brother on campus because he was a pillar layman serving in Tibet. Brother told me that he would take me the next day on a visit to Mom in the hospital. Having been taken ill several weeks ago, Mother was still under treatment in the hospital. My brother asked me not to cry when I saw Mom. I agreed. However, the fact that my brother came back from his active military service in Tibet just for this visit made me feel very edgy indeed. The next morning, I rose early and went to the hotel where my brother was staying. After a simple breakfast, we headed for the hospital by bus. At a shop on a street near the hospital, we bought a fruit basket. With the fruits in hand, we walked into the ward where Mother was staying for treatment. Seeing my parents, I could hardly believe it. I strained my eyes. How did it come about that my parents had changed so much? Mother was alarmingly emaciated and haggard. Father looked much older than his age. When Mother was holding my hand and touching my head, I was on the very verge of tears, but I refrained from crying. That morning, some relatives were visiting my parents in the ward. Mother was carrying a smile on her face all the while, but I saw a tear or two rolling down Father's face. When Mother reassured me that her condition was nothing to worry about, I couldn't help myself anymore. I broke down and tears flooded my face. "Don't cry, son," Mother said. "You are no longer a child, are you?" And she didn't forget to remind me to put my heart into my lessons at school. That morning, I stayed with my family in the wards, and later we had lunch together there. That afternoon, I came back to school. Never will I forget the last day of 2017.